Now, something that was very close or very dear to Padre Pio's heart were his spiritual children. So can we still become spiritual children of Padre Pio? Does this idea of being a spiritual child still exist now that he has gone to heaven? Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, I am Edward Urban, presenting our channel about Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. If you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel in order to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. Now we go back to our story. Even today, the relevance of Padre Pio's great promise applies that he made to his devotees, his spiritual children. When Padre Pio said, "When I die, I will ask the Lord to let me stay at the entrance to heaven. I will not enter until the last of my spiritual children has entered." So that is a promise he made to his spiritual children. These may be very simple words, but they do demonstrate his complete commitment to his spiritual children. And it is, of course, further guaranteed by the Church's recognition of the holiness of the Capuchin monk, Saint Padre Pio. In addition, Padre Pio was the first stigmatized priest in history, and he is certainly a beacon of faith and spirituality to millions of people worldwide. So, for those of us who want to become spiritual children of Padre Pio, this is an important message, and it tells us how and if it still applies. Now, as Padre Pio's death was approaching, there were many, especially amongst his spiritual children, who asked him, "Father, now that you will be departing, how are we to manage without you?" And Padre Pio, who was sometimes harsh and playful at the same time, said, "Don't be silly. I'll be here in your midst, even more than before. You'll be able to visit my grave," he said. "Before, if you wanted to talk to me, you would have to wait for me, sometimes for days, but then I will be the one who has to wait for you. And if you visit my grave, you will receive more than before." This is what Padre Pio said. So now I can see there's going to be some objections. How can we pray at the tomb of someone else who's dead? Well, of course, as our Lord Jesus Christ was dead and yet rose again, so we believe there is life after death. And particularly the saints are now alive in heaven, sitting before the very eyes of God, so to speak, still praying, still interceding for us. And so obviously this does not diminish our worship of God, because we are not worshiping Padre Pio, we worship God alone. But it's part of the theology of the communion of saints. And then for those who could not travel to San Giovanni Rotondo, he gave his co-brother this option. This is Padre Tarciso Zullo. He said, "Go before the tabernacle with Jesus. You will also find me there." So where Jesus is, Padre Pio wanted to be. And of course, he wants to lead us all to Jesus. Now, Fra Modestino, who, like Padre Pio, came from the same hometown as Padre Pio, that is Petrosina, he raised this issue with Padre Pio many years before his death. "I was meditating on all the benefits that those who were accepted by Padre Pio as his spiritual children would enjoy. Then I thought with regret of everyone who wanted to be adopted as Padre Pio's spiritual children, but could not travel to San Giovanni Rotondo, or even worse, approached him only after Padre Pio had passed on from this earth. So one day during a confession with Padre Pio, Padre Zullo said," he said this inspiration took shape, and so he asked Padre Pio, "Father, can we assume that all those who commit themselves to," there's 2 points here, "to one, praying the rosary every day, and point number two, commit themselves to celebrate a holy mass from time to time for your intercessions, will they be your spiritual children?" And he kind of pushes the point. He says, "May we assume this or not?" Padre Pio opened his arms, raised his eyes to heaven, and exclaimed, "Can I do without this great benefit? Do what you have asked, and I will be with you." And then sometime later, this new encouragement was given. "My son," this is Padre Pio speaking, "my son, increase the number of spiritual children as much as you can, because they will benefit more before God. Tell them I will give them all of my heart so that they may remain persistent in prayer and in goodness." That's Padre Pio's intention right there. A few days before he died, this is on September the 20th, 1968, Padre Pio called Fra Modestino near to him. And then removing his rosary, which was completely inseparable from Padre Pio, he held it out between his hands and he said, "Here, I entrust you the Holy Rosary. Spread it. Spread it amongst my children." He's not talking as if the spiritual children will cease. He's talking as if it's going to continue, and he wants this devotion of the rosary spread. So that can be taken as the definitive confirmation of a mandate that has since been faithfully fulfilled. And every evening, the now vast spiritual family of Padre Pio comes together in thought around the Capuchin's tomb, praying the rosary. And anyone can at any time become a spiritual son or daughter of Padre Pio simply by uniting themselves with devotion to this prayer, that is the rosary, and also having a holy mass celebrated from time to time for Padre Pio's intentions. Fra Modestino, who died seemingly in a state of great sanctity, i.e. as a very holy man, at the age of 94, and this was just a few years back in 2011, also recorded another indispensable condition. And Fra Modestino said, or he maintained, "Whoever undertakes to pray the Blessed Rosary must reject sin and follow as much as possible the example of Padre Pio." So now, just to sum up, this is how his spiritual children are recognized. One, they will be united with a bond of the sweet crown of the rosary that binds us to God. And two, they will celebrate Holy Mass from time to time for Padre Pio. And they will love, pray, and suffer as Padre Pio loved, prayed, and suffered for the good of their own souls and for the salvation of others. And through this, we can participate in the apostolate of Padre Pio. Of course, the seriousness or degree with which Padre Pio, we can expect Padre Pio to advocate for us, will go hand in hand with our level of perseverance. The Capuchin exclaimed at one time, and his voice resounds clear through to this day, "Remember that if you do not behave well and do not listen to me, one day I will not recognize you as my children. Before God, I will be the first to accuse him." And now, dear friends of Following Padre Pio, we have a very encouraging announcement. And that is, we are introducing the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. Now, over the last year, we have been fortunate because we've had a very generous sponsor who has helped us to get our Following Padre Pio program off the ground. And there has admittedly been a strong learning curve, gradual improvement on how to present and everything that goes together. And this has all been taken care of by our generous sponsor. Our aim, of course, with these Following Padre Pio YouTube videos is to inspire people so that they do not give up hope and faith in God in these times, which are certainly very trying. So that is our ardent goal and desire. However, the reality is also that in the long term, we do have to make the Padre Pio project financially self-sustaining. And we are naturally aiming for a bigger and better apostolate too. So our Protected Child of Padre Pio program is helping to fulfill both of these things. And in a sense, we are very fortunate because not so long ago, in the time of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, he required a team of 500 people to keep his whole operation going, writing articles, running the printing presses, distribution networks, corresponding with supporters, and all of that. So today, in a sense, it is much easier with the internet. And in that way, we are fortunate. And so we have developed a special group called the Protected Children of Padre Pio, in which we have regular masses set for those who join. These masses will include being celebrated especially for you, your intentions to Padre Pio, but also for any intentions that Padre Pio may have himself. Additionally, when joining the group Protected Children of Padre Pio, you will receive beautiful gifts as a token of our gratitude. There's a little prayer book of Padre Pio's favorite prayers printed especially for you. And there's also a full-color printed photo. And to me, this is certainly one of the more beautiful photos of Padre Pio, and his goodness and charisma really seem to shine through on this picture. It is A5 size and ready to frame. You will also receive a personalized A4 certificate of participation that you can frame if you wish. Your intentions will certainly be included in our daily rosaries of 15 decades. And finally, depending on your chosen level of support, and if you live in the UK, then you will also receive this finely crafted 30-centimeter statue of Padre Pio. So all of these together will create a really nice prayerful ambience in some corner of your house. A Padre Pio corner, if you wish. Now, if you've received graces from Padre Pio, or if you want to give our following Padre Pio apostolate a boost, then do become a protected child of Padre Pio. And in order to join, it's quite simple. Just click on the link to our website in the video description below. And you can see a little video clip here of where to find that link in the description below. And that will, clicking on that will take you directly through to the join page on our website. Or if you prefer to go to our website, just type in the address in your web browser that you see on the screen right now. And you'll also see a button similar to this image right here. Click on that link or on that button and it will take you through the next couple of steps. And we thank you in advance for your generosity. And may Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you 100-fold.